reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. I'm Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service. And there again, we have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Sister Rehane. Just as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you both to introduce yourself very much briefly. And let's start with Sister Rehane.
Assalamu alaikum to our dear guests. I'm Rehane. I'm 23. My background in English has been in English translation for now. And I'm a mother of one.
Oh my God, that's very nice. And you, Sister Bita?
Yeah, I'm studying medicine and an honor to be here.
Thank you, both of you, for being here. By the way, I wish you luck in your life and in your studies and in whatever you do. Well, yes, introduction is always like a moment that is, you cannot put your life in just one or two sentences,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But just so that everybody knows, what are you doing? So both of you are very dear to us. And yeah, let's just start it this way that, okay, do you agree to live a long lifetime or no?
I personally would love to, even though some people say they don't. I believe that it's the more chances you have at redemption, the better. Even though it may never come, it's still better than nothing. I would like to live a long time to give myself more chances to become a better person.
And nice. I would come back to you, but then you, yeah. Sister Bita, what do you believe? Do you love to have a long life?
You know, we have a limited life, but there are so many unlimited things to talk about it. So I prefer to have a lot of things to talk about my life rather than to have an unlimited life.
You mean like you have a condensed,
exactly,
compact of time?
Yeah. I wanted to put it
of time.
In a non-harsh way.
Now, Sister Rehane said that she wants to have more time because she thinks that in this way she's going to be a better person.
But hopefully.
Hopefully. But then what if those chances never happen to us? You know, because us as human beings, we have this wishful thinking that, okay, I would do this, I would do that in a coming future, in an immediate future. And then, you know how the circle goes. We start wishing, and the thing that happens is that a lot of things would come in the middle of that. Then you're busy with other stuff. And when the night comes, okay, even in today, I was not able to go according to the plans that I had. What about a long lifetime?
I suppose you are correct. However, I think that it's just that hope. It's the hope that, inshallah, tomorrow I will become a better person. I will do the thing that I've always wanted to do, and I will start that ritual that I've been wanting to have in my life incorporated.
Don't you think what you say comes out of attachment to life?
I suppose, but I don't think there's anyone who can say, I mean, maybe some people who are hopeless, but I don't think normal people could say that they're not attached to life. We all want to live, even if we think we don't. At the last chance, if we think that we're going to die, we're going to wish that we could have lived longer.
We could have one more day. One more day at the time of death. This is the thing that would happen to us. But what are the things that would keep us attached to life, that would make us wish to have a long life?
You know, I don't wish it, personally, to be frank. But, you know, there is a lot of things people want to do, specifically new things. You know, you want to explore this world. You want to know new things, new taste, new people.
Yeah, adventures.
And adventure is a really major factor for people to want to live longer. I want to live longer because I want to see the world. I want to see how communication works, you know. The thing is, the end point of this wanting to know more about life is that attachment that you mentioned.
Yeah.
You're attached to the things we have, to materialistic things specifically.
Mm-hmm.
The money you have, the home you have, the
all the
car,
things
the,
that you have tried so hard to achieve
tried,
in your life.
You know, this is the achievement, the accomplishment, all you have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a problem itself because you are identifying yourself in a circle of materialistic things. I have a car, so my accomplishment is a car, achievement is a car, okay?
Exactly.
So what is your moral achievement? Yeah, because it's the way it is, you know?
Yeah, I guess this is just the setting for our discussion. Yeah. Just we put it forward this way that, okay, life is something that happens to you. And in this life, you would have too much of attachments, like just the sister mentioned in here. But then there are some other things that would make people don't wish to have a long life. But before we get into that, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back. Thank you for staying with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, this is Back to Reality. We're talking about is it good to have a long life or no? And the sisters are just helping me with that. So there are those who say that we want to have a longer life because there are a lot of things we want to do. Still, there are a lot of things, you know, just like when you talk to people, they would say, I have a lot of wishes. I still have not achieved any of them. There are a lot of roads that I want to go, adventure through them. And then there are a lot of things that I want to get, have, and flourish in my life. But then there are those people who would say the completely reverse perspective, which is, why to have a longer life when it's already a miserable life? Why to have a longer list of these miserable stuff that would happen to everyone in this world? Like, do I have to leave more in order to see some children without parents? Do I have to leave more to see people dying from disease that have got no cure? Do I have to leave more to see more of wars? What about all these children who are dying from unjust decisions of people with power?
Well, actually, I think that maybe this is about, I mean, if the person, Sister Beta talked about materialistic things, people who are attached to life based on the things that they have and they don't want to lose. However, I think there's another side to that, which is not necessarily materialistic, which is family and loved ones. There's a reason that people would love to live longer, and that is because of their loved ones,
yeah,
because
exactly.
They don't want to lose them,
yeah,
or they don't want to be put their loved ones through the grief of having to lose them. So that is another big part, which I think is a great aspect of why I would love to live for a long time. So it's not just because of that. There's another side, mm-hmm. which is just family.
So how do you justify those people who do not wish to have a longer life just as a result of what I told you?
Well, I think, well, not to be judgy, but I think maybe they don't have much to live for, maybe. Maybe they don't have loved ones. I mean, not that they don't have them, but maybe they don't have a close enough relationship with them. Mm-hmm. I personally, when I was in a dark place in my life where I didn't particularly feel close to my family, I guess I might have had that perspective as well. But since I've grown closer to my family, I have lost that feeling completely.
Yeah. So, Sister Beta, what about if they have some existential crisis? Like, they don't know what's the meaning. Where's the meaning? What's the meaning of this life we're living?
You know, it's a really deep question. And it reminds me of one of the forms that we have in medical context that we call a DNR test. A DNR form for people who don't want to leave because they have an incurable disease. And it's so sad to decide that you want to die rather than living in miserable life, the question that you mentioned. And I unfortunately understand these people. I mean, unfortunately, because I feel like I have some feelings in common with these people.
It's the matter of sympathy and sometimes empathy.
Maybe, but sometimes this sympathy and empathy is with yourself. And
that's
the
saddest
part.
That's what I'm saying. You just put yourself in their place and you feel like, okay, I can relate to all those feelings.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, I feel like these people should be helped. And not necessarily this help will be useful.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes these people are so rigid and stiff about their decisions of ending the life that they cannot change them. But so, at least if you see any vital sign in these people that they seek help, they seek attention by, showing their desire to end their life, just do it. Just
yeah. So based on our Islamic heritage, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that you must live in this world as if there is no end to your life. So now this declaration is very, very helpful for those people, I suppose. Yeah. Like, you must live in this life in a way that you would feel, okay, there is no ending point to my life. I have to do everything that I have in my capacity. I have to flourish all my abilities. I have to work on the things that have been put on my shoulder as my missions as a human being. Because when we come into this world, there is a plan for us. There is something for us to be done with our hands. So we must try so hard for those things. So just as a reminder for all those people who feel like, okay, there is no more of goodness in having a longer life, I suppose if you think about the meanings that are missing in your life, that might help you a bit. And also have this point from Imam Ali alayhi salam in your mind that, imagine, just imagine there is no end to your life. What would you do with it? Are there any special plans, purposes for you to wish to flourish or to get? Do you want to contribute to this world with anything beautiful, with any new concept, new medicine, new, I don't know, art, anything and everything? So just at this point, let's go for a short break and then we would be back. Welcome back. This is Back to Reality, and we are talking about, is it good to have a longer life or no? A short life would suffice for our life. And then we got to many points that sometimes the bond that we have with our family, the attachment that we have to life and to these loved ones would make us wish to have a longer life. And sometimes we lack those attachments, or maybe we are bit of deeper person, or let's just say we go into too many details and we don't think those attachments would suffice to fill that void that we have inside. So we have to go deeper, and I guess the best way is to go for a spiritual bond with Allah, because He's the only one who could fill all the voids that you have inside your soul. So at this very last point, tell me your answer for this question, that is it good to have a longer life or a shorter life in a very short time, and create a gist out of it.
Briefly, I'm going to tell you that think of the time you were born. It wasn't your choice. And think of the time you will be dead. It's not going to be your choice again. Okay? You are not the one who can choose how long you will be living in this world.
How to live? Then how long to live.
And that's the point, you know.
This is the very gist of it.
Exactly. So you have a potential capacity. Mm-hmm. You have to reach that potential capacity and make it practical and functional. Exactly. That's the point of life.
Yeah. Okay, Sister Rehana.
I think when it comes down to it, a life that is lived in vice is worthless, and actually beyond worthless, it's actually troublesome. And a life, however short, lived in virtue is of great value. So when it comes down to it, we just have to try to live our life virtuously and hope for the best, and hope that if we one day, God forbid, fall into vices, that Allah takes our life immediately before we dig ourselves a bigger hole. So that is my final answer, I guess.
So thank you, both of you, Sister Bita and Sister Hane. Thank you for your nice contribution to this episode. And I would put it this way, that no matter how long or how short your life is, just try to create a story out of it which is worth reading. This is the entire meaning of what we're doing in this world. So thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, Let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.